how did you get started into science? How did this happen for you?
Well, of course, I have quite a history. I mean, some of your listeners are not going to believe some of this because, you know, I'm from the other end of the island, as they say. But, it's quite a story. If you have a few minutes, I'm sure I could share that.
We have all day for you, Dr. Borges.
Well, you know, George, I tell you what, we have yet to shake hands. Isn't that right?
That's true. That's true.
And one day I certainly want to fly out to L.A. and take you out for a breakfast or something.
Yes.
But, you know, my ancestry begins, believe this or not, 4,380 years ago to my first ancestor, Morgus I. He was the master architect who oversaw the building of the Great Pyramid at Cheops in Egypt, which, you know, is the remaining seventh wonder of the world.
Absolutely.
Incredible story here, and it's a true story, of course. Most people don't believe me, but to this very day, you know, that edifice is so sublime. It really is the most sublime landmark ever built. You see, but there's a few things you have to know about it, and you know more about me, because, you see, the Great Pyramid, well, it was never, ever intended as another tomb to somewhat memorialize some vainglorious pharaoh. You see, it had other purposes.
Like what?
Well, I'm going to explain that in a moment, but
okay.
But it's obvious that these builders, George, had to know the mathematical building blocks of the cosmos. And how else could that pyramid have been perfectly oriented to the true north and incorporated with the value for pi, which is the constant to which the diameter of a circle can be multiplied to give you the true circumference, you see. See, this wasn't rediscovered for another 2,000 or 3,000 years. Imagine that. And no one back in those days had such advanced knowledge.
Well, now I can understand why all this science was in your genes if it started way gone back.
Oh, it bubbles. It bubbles out of my skin, George. I live and breathe it science. I mean, science is something that if these idiots out there ever turn the schools to science schools rather than these playlands they have, George, one day we're gonna take over the whole city and the whole world. I just think science is the only answer for this planet, because it's something that we have to turn around quickly. But anyway, so I must tell you that the architects of the Great Pyramid were not of this planet.
I always suspected that, Morgan.
No way, George. They couldn't have been, you see. They were high intellectual initiates of the higher order. That is a fact. You could write that down. It's a fact. They were left here by space travelers who came here to help try to bring our civilization to a higher order. You see, the various measurements of the pyramid hold untold trigonometric values. You have to study that. And, of course, the building itself was intended as a celestial observatory. Absolute fact. And it was also a geodetic. In fact, it's still a geodetic marker that houses mathematical instruments. But guess what? Oh, the damn, I'm of the darned thieves. Can't curse well on the air, right?
No, you can't, Dr. Morgus.
Thieves. The darned thieves broke into this thing, and they broke into the inner chamber, which we now call the king's chamber. But let me tell you, it wasn't full with a king or a pharaoh. It had nothing but wonderful, futuristic instruments. Instruments of mathematical proportions that could have helped us move the universities and the books of knowledge up 2,000 years. I'm telling you, George, they got in there and they found a lot of metal. They thought it was just, I don't know what, they were looking for gold or whatever. But they probably used the instruments to make shish kebabs, maybe.